Dear Hamza, I feel like absolute shit. For some context, I met this specific girl and her mother on a Christmas dinner that my gym organized. At the dinner, she actually sat down next to me and initiated the conversation. We ended up drinking, dancing a little bit, and even kissing. She gave me her number, said she wanted to come train with me sometime. I autistically asked her to go out for lunch instead of just going and working out with her. I don't know, retarded move, I suppose. After not seeing her since then, I actually came across her at the gym. I just finished my workout and I was tired. I was recovering my breath. I was about to scan my code and leave, and I saw her sitting outside, and I thought to myself, shit, it's her. I probably look like shit. Let me go to the bathroom real quick and tidy myself up. I was rushing to the bathroom. I was fucking scared, anxious. My arms were shaking. I would love to say that it was from the workout I had just done, but I would be lying to myself. I got the balls to go outside, look her straight into the eyes and say, hey. Oh, hey, this might actually be the first time I've seen you in here. So what did you hit today? Really? Lol, I did arms and abs, you? Oh, I went to the Pilates class today and I'm really tired. The teacher still pushes us hard. I had just passed by her mom, actually. I'm waiting for mine. My mind goes blank. I'm nervous. Suddenly, my two remaining neurons spark something up. I thought, she's posting some pictures in Belgium on her Instagram a week ago. How was Belgium? Oh, yeah, it was pretty cool. I saw this, that. I loved it. What about you? What have you been up to? School, yeah, basically you've been doing nothing fun. You've just school, gym, consuming content. Went to a self-improvement meetup last weekend. Yeah, hard and strong, still catching up my breath. I shit you not, I literally sat on a bench next to her, just breathing, looking in a straight line, not even looking at her. I've been there before, bro. Just like you sat to the right, left or right of her, looking forward and not even looking towards her, bro. I've been there, man. Just thinking to myself, bro, should I ask her out about that workout we never went to do? Should I just schedule it for next Monday? Oh, but next Monday I've got this thing, but she isn't looking that enthusiastic anyway, comparing to how she was at dinner. She probably doesn't want to be with me. I'm just being dumb. And whilst I'm getting in my own head, her mom comes and starts to talk to me. Oh, hey, Tomas, I have to apologize. I've passed you, but I ended up mistaking you for someone older. It's not really common your kids to look that old, especially with your beard. How have you been? I've just met your mother. Small talk. They go off. And him, he couldn't only think about how nervous and weird he was being, trying not to shake. I could have asked her about that workout, but I took so long and boom, I missed my opportunity. Worst thing about all this, yesterday I recorded a video for my boys, teaching them to be more confident. Don't get me wrong, I went from almost not being okay with myself walking in public to making great social connections with people. My only experience with women is in degenerate environments, and just like I met this girl, it involved alcohol. If I have a pint, something unlocks in me, I don't know. I stop overthinking, I flow, I do amazing. Sober and in normal environments, I'm at level zero chatting with the ladies. Okay, first of all, if you're watching this on YouTube, just scroll down right now, click on the subscribe button, blah, 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 blah. Let me give you some advice for Thomas, who is basically a gym cell. Many guys are. This is so, honestly, we need to create this new fucking movement where it's just clear to guys that girls are part of your self-improvement story. I'm tired of having to say this in every fucking video I record. If you're not speaking to girls, you're not on your self-improvement journey as much as you think you are. If you think you're in this fucking phase of like, just focus on yourself, King, you sound like a pussy. You sound like a little pussy. Stop this bullshit. Just focus on yourself. Learning to speak to girls is part of focusing on yourself. That's part of your journey. That's part of your growth as a man. So don't do this bullshit monk mode where I'm not going to speak to girls and I'm going to stay autistic for life. Stop doing this shit. I don't care about girls. Yes, you fucking do. That's why you fap every day, dickhead. So don't do it. No, none of us anymore. Us young guys are doing this bullshit. Like, we're not carrying on that same trend that's been around for the last few years of like, oh, I don't care about girls. I'm just focused on me. No. We're done with that because it's stupid. Because the amount of guys who just, you know, they become fucking, like, they just go to the gym, they make money, and then they're fucking basically stupid when it comes to girls. You need to be talking to girls, like, every day, if possible. I've been recommending that every week you at least go on one date so you know how to flirt with girls. I just made an entire red pill course which teaches you, like, how to actually fuck and how to get a girl who wants to fuck you. That's in Adonis School and in Adonis Gang. I've made this free self-improvement course which makes you improve without actually being, like, a complete loner, where once a week you're gonna have to do something, where you're gonna go on some kind of adventure, some kind of date, you're gonna do something fun with a girl or with a group of friends so that you don't feel like a social autist. Because you can look fairly good. Look, if we rated your face, you're fairly an attractive guy. You might be classed as like a fucking Chad Light or something, with like nice eye shape, good hair, everything. You look clean, right? So why are you still struggling with girls? Because you haven't been rejected, or you haven't tried to speak to like 100 girls in the last few months. It's like asking, oh, why does bench press feel so difficult? Because you haven't fucking bench pressed in 6 months, bro. You bench press like once every month. That's why it feels difficult. That's why your weight in bench press isn't going up. How would we get your weight in bench press to go up? You'd train it 3 times a week, right? So start speaking to girls almost every day. Start going on 1 date a week, 2 dates a week. Start meeting them out and do workouts with them. Invite them to the workout you're doing. Invite them to the fun stuff that you're doing, right? You do fun stuff, don't you? You do fun stuff, don't you? You don't just go to school or work, go to the gym, and then consume content, don't you? You do something fun, don't you? There's a few key problems why guys struggle with girls, but the number one reason is because you are boring as fuck. Your life is so boring that girls would literally be so bored if they wanted to join your life. Like, do you have a group of high status Chad like friends and you all go and have banter at a fancy restaurant, which is like a really nice lit restaurant that girls like to go to take pictures? Do you have a friend who owns a bar and you guys go there for like this fancy cocktail day? Do you have a group of friends who are all signing up to some big CrossFit event and you're all training hard and you've got some cute fitness like female friends with you as well? So are you doing any kind of fun social stuff, or are you just a fucking loner loser, just a guy who's on self-improvement and not even real, bro? My fucking self-improvement plan does not include this. I've told everyone from the start that literally from the start of my self-improvement plan, I've still integrated girls into that. You've seen it. I've been in multiple relationships. I've showed you and told you stories that over the last few years, I've traveled, I've hooked up with girls, I've had girlfriends, I've done parties, I've done everything. If I didn't do that, if I didn't go on that date, I wouldn't have developed as much. I don't know where the hell so many young men have gotten the idea that self-improvement involves you sitting at home and doing fucking nothing other than gym and just watching videos. Once a week, at least, minimum, is your prescription that you must go outside and meet a girl and do something. Then you might argue, well, I've got no girls. Well, then shut the fuck up and go outside and go speak to 5 girls a day. I have right here, right above my computer, what I'm recording on, is a fucking habit tracker for speaking to 2 new people every single day. That's a part of your journey. If you ever say to me, I'm just focused on myself, I'll backhand you like the bitch you are. I'm just focused on myself, I don't care about girls. Yes, you do. Stop fucking lying. You'd suddenly start caring about girls when that cute gym blonde girl's like looking over at you in the middle of the gym. That's when you'll start caring. The reason why you get to say I don't care about girls is because you're ugly as fuck and because you're awkward as fuck, and so girls don't like you. If you suddenly had a girl who likes you, suddenly you'll start caring about girls, right? So it's not that you don't care about girls, it's not that you really want to focus on yourself, it's like you're too afraid to admit that you're struggling with girls. So look me in the eyes like a man and say, you know what, I'm struggling with girls, like Tomas has done here, and let's help you with that. You're a gym bro with 0 game, so how would you improve that? Go on, you're not a retard. How would you improve it? Make your own like workout program for this, right? Just like a gym program. You want to get stronger in the gym. You want to get stronger at bench press, overhead press, bent over row, deadlift. So you do that multiple times a week and you try and progressively overload. So let's make a workout plan right now for all the gym cells out there on how to actually level up with girls. Certainly go and do your looks maxing journey, but you need to have some experience so that you don't feel like a total autist with girls. I just was watching a Black Pill video actually by Wheat Waffles. Any guy who believes that game doesn't exist, that flirting doesn't exist, that like basically like you can go from being an autist with girls to actually being like flirty with them and actually being sexy around them, that makes a huge difference. Because you can be like, you can have one day where you're feeling awkward and you're just completely autistic and no girl is paying attention to you. Literally the next day, in a more confident, happy mood, you can have 2, 3 girls, even up to 10 girls if you go to like a nightclub and you're drinking and stuff, who are into you, who are kissing you. I used to have this all the time where my attractiveness didn't change, right? There was a time where, let's say in university, I'd go out on Monday night and I just completely bombed. There was literally no attraction from girls. I wasn't confident. I was reserved. I wasn't even, you know, I felt awkward and my friend would take a picture of me and my hands would be like this. You know, I just felt awkward for whatever reason, right? No attraction from girls. The next day, I look the same. You know, my face hasn't changed, my height hasn't changed, I look the same, but the next day, the only thing that was different was I was in a bit more of a confident mood, and the next day I'd be like kissing like 3, 4, 5, 7 girls in the middle of the nightclub and take one home with me. My attractiveness didn't change, my money didn't change, my muscle didn't change, all that changed was like basically game, flirting, confidence, just being in a happy mood. So you need to learn how to speak to girls and get yourself, one, into that mood, but also 2, to like not be autistic in the middle of these conversations when you feel like you've got nothing nothing to say. Now, I won't blame you. You know what, Thomas? I won't blame you because I've been in this situation even recently when you've just done a hard workout. It's like your brain doesn't work as well. All guys who go to the gym a lot will know this. If you hit a hard workout in the morning and you try and do like a hard work task after that, it's like your brain's kind of a bit slow. And so I'll have times where I'm in the gym and I can see that there's a girl who likes me or wants to speak to me. And when I have a little conversation with them afterwards and I'm drenched in sweat, I'm in that sort of puffy mode as well, where like, you know, my voice feels a bit higher pitched and I'm not speaking as sexy. So it happens. Don't obsess over that. But still, all of us would do well if we started to actually just speak to more girls. Anytime from now on, this is an action step I'm going to ask you to do to help other guys. Anytime you ever see a comment below one of my videos or any videos, or you hear one of your friends say like, oh, I'm just focused on me, I don't care about girls, look to him and just say like, bro, stop lying, stop your cope and go speak to some girls, man. Stop this fucking like this geeky monk mode self-improvement bullshit. I don't know where the hell people have gotten this self-improvement plan where you're not supposed to like level up your love life along with everything else. Of course you are. Now, certainly you don't need to get into a serious relationship right now. Certainly you don't need to get ready for marriage and children when you're young and, you know, you're waiting for the male advantage, red pill, SMV peak, fine. But still, talk to girls, talk to your fellow fucking human being, bro. Go to the gym without your fucking headphones on for once and go just fucking wave to the girl next to you when she looks over, like, rather than being an autist with your hoodie up, headphones in, pretending that you're a sigma male and other people aren't next to you. You'd be so surprised how easy it is. I'll give you a quick tip. Act 25% more stupid than you actually are. Honestly, you'll be surprised at how easy that is. There's a guy out there right now. Like, let's say, okay, you go to the gym and there's this cute girl who's training glutes, your type, and she's actually really fucking fit, right? Really attractive, right? And if you're not gonna bullshit yourself, you would love to deep throw her. Don't bullshit me. Oh, I'm just focused on myself. Just shut up, okay? Just shut up. You're deep throw. If I put her in your room right now and she wanted you, you wouldn't be sat there like, actually, I'm just for, shut up, pussy, fucking liar. You'd want her, right? Of course you would, right? Here's the thing. When you're too busy playing Sigma Male, there's a guy who has literally 5 to 10 times less potential than you do, who isn't even working hard, who'll never become a millionaire. And he's going to go up to her. And guess what he's going to say? What like super amazing conversation is he going to have with her? He's going to literally go up to her, sound slightly brain dead, and he'll go, oh, hiya, Sarah. What did you do on the weekend? Oh, nah, I just went out with some friends. Do you want to have a drink with me later? And she'll say yes, and she'll suck his dick in his car whilst you're being a fucking little pussy on the other side of the gym, Sigma male, looking over at, like, you know, on the side as he speaks to her, coping to yourself, oh, yeah, I didn't even care about her anyway. I didn't even, you know, I'm just focused on myself, you know, monk mode. Dickhead. Pussy. Stop this bakwas. Stop this cope of like, I don't care about girls. Yes, you do. If you were good at it and if you could get an attractive girl right now, you'd love to go on a fucking date. Don't lie to yourself. If you could get a beautiful, funny, like slim, thick girl who was fun to be around, to go on a date with, and you guys are just present and you're in a flow state, just laughing, teasing each other, you'd fucking enjoy it. So don't do this bullshit like, oh, I'm too busy. Shut up. No, you're not. It's just that you've got no options because you're unwilling to actually train for this. This is like the fat guy saying like, oh yeah, I don't even care about being fat. Yes, you do. It's just that you're struggling and you're not going to make any progress if you keep fucking coping, right? So think about what that sort of unintelligent Chad just did, right? He just went up and instead of overthinking it, instead of trying to think of all this bullshit of like, oh, I saw her picture, I did this. He literally turned his brain off and just said chit chat. He literally, you can go and say whatever to a girl and you might be surprised of how well it works. You can go up to a girl who's in the gym and literally say like, oh, are you hitting that workout? You can literally say that and that will start the conversation and be like, and she'll say, oh, what workout? And you'll be like, oh, what routine are you on? And you can literally, that can be the fucking, like, bro, I have literally cold approached girls. Like when I was younger in my university, I went to this gym that was 24 hours, like inside of my building, right? My line that was just always so easy to use, I'd go up to a girl and say, excuse me, do you know what time this gym closes? Because I wasn't confident enough to go up to him and say like, oh, excuse me, you're attractive, I want to speak to you. So I would literally start with like, do you know what time this gym closes? And all these girls would say like 10 p.m., 7 p.m. or some shit. I knew it was 24 hours, but I'd ask the stupid question anyway. And the moment they'd answer that, then I'd start with like, oh, I'm Hamza, what's your name? You just need like some kind of initial opener. You need to turn your brain off. Stop doing this intellectual shit where you're trying to do this, you're trying to do this, you're trying to do this, and just ask a brain dead question. So how was your workout today? And she's like, oh yeah, it was hard. And you say, what did you do? She's like, oh, I did the Pilates class. You can literally say, oh, you did Pilates. And be like, yeah, and you know, it was really hard because the teacher did this. And you would say, what do you do in Pilates? Okay, so you do this and stuff. And you say, I want to do a session of Pilates. Me and you should go together. There we go. Now she's there and you're like fucking stretching, opening, I don't know what the fuck Pilates you do in there, but like you're stretching her legs or something, getting ready, right? It's done, bro. Stop this pukwas, this bullshit cope of I don't care about girls, bro, because this is how it feels. When you have a guy who's not coping and is actually being honest, this is how it feels. You come home and write a fucking post about it, feeling proper sad that you messed up, that you had this girl who you could have been with. If you weren't, it's just autistic. So this is the prescription I'm giving to you, Thomas, and for other guys watching this. Speak to 2 new people a day. That's it. Non-negotiable. Preferably in the gym or in school or in work. So it's like kind of like, you know, in the same routine as always. Here's the rule. If you don't speak to 2 new people in, like, by the time you finish work, school, or gym, you've got to go and get those 2 new people. So go back to the gym. I don't give a fuck if you're busy. You're going to go back to the gym and go speak to 2 new people. Or you're going to go walk outside of your house and go speak to 2 new people. Not just a simple hi, but you can start with that. You want to ask a stupid brain dead question. I go to the sauna and I had the bad habit that I would take my phone into the sauna with me, sat next to the people. And I just like mindlessly, you know, reply to messages, do some business work. I leave my phone outside of it now. And when I go in, the first thing I do is I hold eye contact with a guy and say like, you're right, bro, how was your workout? And he's like, oh yeah, it was good, lad. I did this. And literally my response is, did you? And he'll be like, yeah, I did this. It's like, that's all it takes. We're too fucking like big brain over here thinking about like, oh, you know, how to win friends. And if just shut up and just fucking ask a basic question. You're in the middle of a conversation. And then from there, you start to show, you know, your real side. You start to drop the fact that you read this book on this. And people find that intelligent. So this isn't me saying like, don't be yourself. You should still be yourself, but just 25% cooler. Especially in the first stage when you're kind of overthinking. In the middle of a conversation, that's when I'll start to show more of my true self. That's when I'll say, oh, I read a study on that. And because it's just naturally, that's what I want to talk about. And then the people who are compatible with me, they're like, oh, you read a study. That's kind of cool. What did it say? And it's like, now we're in an authentic conversation. But it's so hard to get into the start of a conversation when you keep big braining and thinking about what should I say. You can literally, there's nothing stopping you walking across the entire gym directly to a girl who's literally not even looked at you, who's got her headphones on, and still speak to her. I've done that before, and I know in the modern day there's like this bullshit TikTok trend of like, oh, you know, this guy's just scaring this girl or some shit. I'm telling you right now, there's been times that I have, that many guys have literally went up to a girl who's had headphones on, not even looked towards us, and still ended up fucking her from that cold approach. So if you think that, oh, but she's got earphones on, so I'm not going to disturb her, she has slept with a guy who has. So that's all I'm going to say to you. You can be the good boy if you want, who goes home and masturbates instead. But there's a guy who literally goes up to her, disturbs her workout slightly, and says like, excuse me, what exercise is that? And literally, he's pounding her later whilst you were there, Sigma male, at the corner of the gym, looking over, literally looking at the side of your eye, looking at her, thinking, yeah, well, I'm not going to disturb a girl's workout. I'm focused on my own workout anyway. Pussy. And I'm getting so vexed because this is me for so long, like on and off. I've had moments where I've just been a complete bitch. And I look back, it's like, what are you so afraid of, bro? Like, definitely don't be a weirdo. Definitely don't be like a creep guy or, you know, just staring and stuff. But what are you afraid of? Go get rejected in 10 seconds and boom, move on with your life. What is this, like, younger you? He was a dick. What is current you doing? Is future you going to look back at you today and get pissed off that you still weren't cold approaching girls? You still weren't leveling up your game, your flirting skills. You still weren't training that hard. You were still dirty, bulking and eating bullshit fucking sugar and bread and stuff. Many young guys need this slap of reality. This is just self-improvement 101. Is if you are not at this amazing place in life, which most guys aren't, your future self was a fucking asshole because he did this to you. He was a cunt. Are you? Is your future self looking at you right now? Because your younger self fucked you over. He chose porn and video games instead of your growth. And that's why you are where you are. And you could have been a little bit less body fat. You could have been more having more money. You could have had more muscle. You could have had a beautiful girlfriend that you genuinely love. And yet she's fucking someone else because you spent those 1,000 hours on video games in the last few years. What is your future self thinking about you right now? Is he looking back to you right now and thinking you could have pushed so much harder? You were watching fucking videos 2 hours a day, dick. you were still coping and playing video games for 1 hour a day. You were still like, you know, you'd see the girl that you wanted to speak to and you didn't. And now I'm still awkward because of you. This is your reminder that your future self is going to be judging you the same way that you judge your younger self. You want your future self to look back and be like, damn, I went out and I spoke to two people every single fucking day. I'm at the point now where I can go speak to anyone I want. There's no girl who feels off limits for me. I just got like a girl's number yesterday. I just went on a date with this girl. I just slept with this girl who I just cold approached. And I'm so glad younger me, like basically you today who's watching this, you right now, had been putting in the work for that. So it's time to pull your fucking finger out your butthole and get serious with your life. Get serious with your self-improvement. Get serious on the Adonis Protocol. That's why I made it. It's a completely free course. You can go take like a protocol. You can go take right now, which will actually create a new life for you where you feel attractive, where you feel social, where you feel like you're doing something. It's time to work harder than you have been before for Thomas, who's wrote this post, but for most guys out there. You care too much. Stop caring so much. Stop overthinking. Look at you, bro. You're a fucking beast. Do what Jacob Land said and level up. The girl you're so afraid of is way more insecure than you are. I guarantee that 100%. So stop. Instead of complimenting her so much and try and play with her mind and insecurities. You're a bad boy at parties. So why do you play nice guy in public? That's a fucking good sentence right there. You're the bad boy at a party. So why are you playing the nice guy in public? There's nothing stopping you actually acting the same way that you do when you've been drinking and you've got like liquid courage. There's nothing stopping you coming up to a girl and speaking to her with like this sort of dominant, deep, slow, sexy voice and to flirt with her and to like tease her in the middle of the day. There's nothing stopping you. It's easier when you're drinking, but the reason why is not because drinking makes that version of you come out. It's that drinking is the excuse that we give to show much of our real personality. When we drink, our inhibition is lowered. Our resistance to acting in a certain way, especially in primal ways, is lower. And we're able to basically blame the alcohol. But that's actually who you were to begin with. It's just that on a normal sober day, you kind of hide away that impulse to be a bit more sexually aggressive because you don't have that excuse. Be a bit more sexually aggressive. Obviously, don't be rapey, but like, you know, go make your intentions known. Say something which is like more of a real compliment and say to her that you want to be with her. Say to her that you want to go and like, you know, go to do this date together. You want her to come join you. Say to her, you've got this plan and you want her to come with you. Say the things that you genuinely want, because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you just shoot your shot? Regret is always worse than rejection. Rejection doesn't even sting most of the time. 99% of the time, a girl will reject you and she just feels a bit awkward and she says, oh, you know, I've got a boyfriend, whatever. Oh, I'm not interested. And it's like, fine. It feels a bit awkward for a few seconds. And then you walk away smiling, thinking, yeah, I'm so glad I did that. Regret stays with you for years. When you look back to that girl that you could have gotten and all you had to do was just fucking try. Because there's a brain dead guy right now who's literally gonna just go up to her and you're speaking about fucking, oh, you know, her trip that she went on to and stuff. There's a brain dead guy who literally will look at her and be like, oh, you're well pretty. What's your number? We should meet tonight and smoke. He's the guy who she's gonna be fucking moaning his name and shit now because you're too big brain thinking, oh, I need something intelligent to talk about. Is that what you want? You want to get cucked by this fucking retard who's like 50% as intelligent as you and doesn't even have a future in success, but your big brain stopping you thinking that you need to use your brain. I'm telling you, for the first few conversations with a girl, playing a bit more stupid and not even like, because it's, you know, if you're wondering, but that's like authentic or something. It's just, I see it as like, just play it cool, man. Stop talking about like, oh, you remembered her fucking Instagram post from a week ago, bro. Come on, man. If, you know, if she mentioned something to you, I went to Belgium. You're like, oh, that's sick. What did you do in Belgium? Yeah, fine. But this is like, it's too much of a big brain conversation for too many guys. Just go straight up to the girl and ask something which is so, so basic. And you can see if a girl's attracted to you because you're not trying to make her intellectually attracted to you. You're trying to make her physically attracted to you. So stop this bullshit of trying to get into a smart conversation. Have a stupid, plain conversation, but look and feel sexy whilst you do it. Stare at her eyes. And when she's answering one of your simple questions, like, what did you do in the gym today? Stare into her, one of her eyes, and think of the words in your mind, I want to fuck you. And I guarantee if she's like at least a little bit attracted to you, She's going to be so much more receptive with that when it's so clear what your intentions will be, rather than you playing this cute game of like really pretending that you care about how a fucking trip was. Because let's be honest, Thomas, don't be a bitch. You can reply to my thing. You didn't give a fuck, did you? You did not give a fuck how Belgium was. Don't lie. You didn't care. Now, if you did, fair enough, and I could be wrong. But truthfully, so many guys ask questions they don't give a fuck about. They, like, you don't even want to, right? So it's like, just go and like if you want dating advice from how Chad's date, you know how what they do? They literally say what they want to say, and they just simply message a girl when they want to message her, and they do what they want with a girl. That's it. We're here trying to like autistically watch these fucking videos. Like, you spent 27 minutes of your time watching this video. You want to know how Chad's going to do it? They just do what they want. It's as simple as that. They'll ask her a question of what they wanted, and they'll talk about what they want in a really simple way. And then when they want to kiss her, or they want to sleep with her, or they want the girl's number, they'll just say it. Here's us, like, seeing a text from her and doubling how long it took her to reply to us so that we don't appear needy, whereas Chad will literally just text her when he wants to. We need to take a book out of these, like, these simpleton Chads, and literally just, like, stop being so intelligent, and just simply, bro, have the conversation with her that you want. The moment you think to yourself you want her number, look her in the eyes and say, I want your number. It's that simple. You can overthink and think, is it better to say, will you give me your number? Should I get the Instagram or the number? Stop being so autistic. You really think the guy who's actually like sexy is thinking these things? You just need to emulate the kind of guy who's good at this kind of stuff. And he's not sat there like on an internet forum debating whether you should get the Instagram or the number. He randomly thinks of Instagram and he's like, what's your Instagram? Oh, I'll get you on Instagram. It's that simple. That's it. When she sends you a text and all of us autists are here saying, like, guys, what should I reply with? The Chad almost reads out her text and she said, like, hey, Jacob. And he'll read it out saying, hey, Jacob. And he'll literally reply with, hey, Sophie, send. Brain dead. And it actually fucking works, because he doesn't appear needy. He doesn't appear like cringe. He doesn't appear like a tryhard. And then, like, let's say she hasn't replied for like 10 minutes because, you know, she's busy, whatever, right? He grabs his phone again because he thought of something to send her, and he doesn't think, oh, double texting or anything. He just wanted to say something else, and he's like, gonna go do that workout that you said now. That simple, brain dead, and it actually works, because it's pure authenticity. It shows a level of power, whilst we're all these retail, like these little autist kids sat at home analyzing how to speak to girls. There's a guy who just speaks to her how he wants, and he gets her. Most of game is literally like that, is like literally you just lowering all of this modern day blue pill Hollywood bullshit that's inside of you, this weakness, and just acting like how a man is supposed to, especially when you start to have healthy levels of testosterone and you start to like want to be with girls sexually and you stop being afraid of that and you start having some courage. That's when you start telling the truth. You'll walk up to a girl or you'll walk past the girl and you'll literally say, like, you look sexy. That's the first words you say to her. Now, we're all chumps saying, actually, you know, I'm not sure you should compliment a woman because that'll give her validation. The guy who's fucking her, that's the first word he said to her. So, like, we can be sat here overthinking things when truthfully, the guys who end up becoming successful with the girls, they're not usually the most handsome. They're not usually the most rich or the most muscular. What's interesting is with some of the most pretty girls you'll see a guy who literally isn't even muscular, isn't even like that attractive. Like, his face isn't even that good. He's not even that tall. He's not even that rich. He was just had the confidence to go and just speak to the girl at least. Now, of course, if you're like all of us should be looks maxing. All of us should be improving our looks. If you're a fat piece of shit, of course, that's going to like lower your chances with a girl. Of course, level up in all the different areas possible. But see game as you just stripping back the bullshit and just saying what you want to say. This is the complete opposite of game, where you're literally like, you could tell us that you were thinking paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs about like what you need to say to this girl. Strip all that back and just say the simple thing that you want to say. You could be mid-conversation, get bored of the conversation and want to change it, then do it. You could be looking at her and almost interrupt when randomly your brain just says, like, she's beautiful. She's mid-conversation, you know, she's saying, answering your question. You randomly get the thought that she's beautiful, and so you interrupt her and say, you're beautiful. And she's like, oh, well, okay, thank you. Like, now again, if you're for some grotesque, ugly motherfucker, yeah, of course, that's not going to go well. But if you can live with this game of like, just be non-autistic and say what your brain is telling you to say, you'll find that you'll start to attract a girl who's actually fairly compatible with you. All of this takes it away. When you're too scared of saying what your brain wants you to say, it gets worse because it's just a lose-lose. Then you're just overthinking. Then you're not even enjoying your time. Then you appear weird. Like you said, like there's that moment when both of you are just like staring forward like this because you can't think of anything to say. If you just said the first thing that came to your mind that you wanted to talk to her about, you wouldn't have had this problem. So no more of this bullshit that, I'm not, you know, like I'm just focused on myself. Talk to girls every day. Go cold approach a girl every day. Go like, I don't know, message one of your female friends every day. Go to the gym and go speak to the girl there. Speak to the receptionist, speak to the waitress every day. Every single day you should be literally like, if there's a cute girl, you should go and speak to her. I'm tired of this self-improvement young man's, like just this weird like age that we've got to where it's so like the narrative is like, oh, we don't care about girls. I'm just focused on me. It's such bullshit. It is complete bullshit. No, you're not. Because if we teleported a girl to your room right now, for any guy watching this, you would smash. So don't bullshit yourself. It's just that you're just focused on you just because you're not getting girls, and you're not going to get girls by just becoming like by building more muscle, by looking better. You're not going to get girls by making more money if you're still a complete and utter autist. Because there's loads of guys who've got muscle and they suck with girls. There's loads of guys who have got money and they suck with girls. There's loads of guys who look good and they suck with girls. All of them. There's so many guys who've got all that shit that you thought you needed. You need to wrap it all together with the ability to actually be a fucking human who can look to your fellow human, a female, and speak to her like a man. It's as simple as that. If you don't have that one skill, you're fucked. You can go and enjoy your little internet relationship where you can look like a Chad, like a TikTok boy, and girls are liking your pictures and stuff, and you might be able to get nudes from them. But the moment you're like a weird kid in real life and you don't know how to speak to a girl and you're too scared to even be next to girls, suddenly you don't even want to go outside anymore. You need to get used to just speaking to people every day. That's like your what your prescription is for this video, or your action step. Write up a habit tracker to speak to two new people, male or female, per day. Preferably, if you like them, you eventually get them on Instagram and then organize like a nice workout with them or something. But at least two new people a day. If you don't get it by the time that you finish the gym, you go back to the gym. I don't give a fuck. You go back and you go get the two people that you spoke to per day. You get into a small little conversation. If you like them, then you organize something with it as well. That's what I'd recommend for you. Take care.